This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, we are going to talk about concept of fasting and why fasting has been prescribed not only for Muslims but also for those who lived before Islam and for the followers of other religions. As you know, brothers and sisters, fasting is the practice of abstaining from certain things like food, drink, smoking, and a few other things. During the holy month of Ramadan, fasting is observed between dawn and nightfall, or between the Adhan for Fajr prayer and the Adhan for Maghrib prayer. That's what we call fasting, when you do not eat, when you do not drink, or when you do not smoke. But more important than that is the niyyah, of course. It's very important that you have to have the intention of obeying the command of Allah or complying with God's command or order. That's the core of act of worship, because there is no worship without niyyah. And that niyyah should be pure, should be sincere, should be for the sake of God. Whatever act of worship that you perform, it should be with the intention of complying God's order and with the intention of seeking nearness to Allah. So when it comes to fasting, of course, the purpose of fasting is to develop the quality of righteousness, to develop taqwa inwardly and, of course, outwardly by abstaining from sinful deeds and training ourselves to control our thoughts, our desires, our thinking. Indeed, fasting is a deeply spiritual practice that is intended to benefit us in body and mind and in heart. Almighty Allah said, of course, in one and the verse 183 of chapter Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the word taqwa is there. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The point of fasting, the point, the purpose of fasting is to achieve taqwa. Now the word taqwa comes from the root meaning to guard. And it is variously translated as mindfulness, as righteousness, and as God-fearing, piety, or God-consciousness. So these are the words that are interchangeably used in reference to taqwa. And of course, fasting is meant to instill this virtuous quality, the quality of mindfulness, righteousness, God-consciousness, piety within us. Fasting is associated with piety, and it's aimed at building and developing these qualities within us. And of course, it is also associated with generosity, with patience, with purity of the mind and heart, and so on. And of course, the aim of fasting, first of all, is to get closeness to Allah, to attain proximity to Allah, and then these qualities, generosity, patience, purity of the heart and mind are achieved as a result of gaining proximity and closeness to Allah. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So fasting acts as a shield which protects us from sin and ultimately from the punishment of Allah in the hereafter. As-sawmu junnatun min an-nar. That is a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. So while fasting, we must of course be especially careful to guard ourselves from all kinds of sins while fasting, while abstaining from food and drink. We should abandon unbeneficial speech and especially our giving with others, because we have to mind our tongue also. We have to, it's not, fasting is not only about not eating or drinking. In fact, all of our organs must fast. If anyone tries to argue with someone while he is fasting, he should simply respond by saying, I'm fasting, okay? There's a hadith actually narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that if someone comes to you and starts arguing with you, you should just say that you're fasting and you are not going to argue with him, because you're going to control your tongue and you're also going to control your emotion. So, and it has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that he said, إِنَّ السِّيَامَ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ فَقَطْ إِنَّمَا السِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفْثِ فَإِنْ صَبَّكَ أَحَدٌ أَوْ جَهْلٍ عَلَيْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Indeed, fasting is not only from eating and drinking, rather fasting is from vanity, from obscenity, and if someone abuses you or acts foolish against you, then say, indeed, I am fasting. So, brothers and sisters, saying this is as much a reminder of ourselves as it is to others when we are tempted to commit sins or engage in bad thoughts while fasting. We should remind ourselves that we are fasting. We should change our thinking towards something good and beneficial. That's, in other words, we have to divert our attention. We should not get actually carried away by something that occurs. If we do not abstain from bad words while fasting, as well as sins, bad words, bad statements, then our fasting has not achieved one of its important purposes.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Obviously, Allah certainly does not need any of us to fast. God is absolutely needless. So we must remember that the benefits of fasting might be nullified by these sins, by the sins that we do not actually avoid, while we can avoid. So it's important to avoid committing any sins in the month of Ramadan, and we have to, you know, control our heart, our mind, our organs. It has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that he said, "Man lam yada qawla zuri wal amal bihi, falaysa lillahi hajatun fi an yada ta'amahu wa sharaba." Whoever does not give up false speech and evil deeds while fasting, then Allah is not in need of his living food and drink. You know, there's also another narration from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. Perhaps there is a fasting person who observes fast, but he gets nothing from his fast except hunger. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. So brothers and sisters, in addition to keeping away from sins, we can use the exercise of fasting as a means to develop self-control over our low desires, our carnal desires. Fasting generates willpower within the heart that can be transferred to other situations in which we need to overcome temptation. That's all for this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I
share.